Marius, are Grace and Hope ready to go home today? Miss Davis should be here to adopt them within the hour. Marius looked up, his gaze focusing on the bossy brunette seated across from him at the large desk.
Yeah, I made sure their travel cage was all set up, and they've been comfortable in them for a little while now. The rabbits are going to be fine.
Clara twirled her bright pink pen in her fingers and clicked noisily on the keyboard in front of her. Her screen went to the next page, and he smiled at her from where he sat behind her as she focused on her morning tasks.
Is Seth coming in? I wonder if he's still sick. Maybe I should call him.
Clara asked all this without turning to look at him. Marius rose from the chair he'd been comfortably relaxing in to wrap an arm around her narrow shoulders.
He's fine. He got a stomach bug. Relax.
He called on the old magic that flowed through him and let a touch of it seep into her overworked mind. Within seconds, he felt her begin to relax. She sighed and reached up to pat his hand on her shoulder.
Thank you. I needed that. Mitch and I have been up a lot lately with Banjo. You know how it goes when you bring a new dog home, especially a sad case like his.
She leaned forward, and Marius let her go. Instead of returning to his comfortable chair, he chose to walk around to the front of the gray counter that separated them from the potential adopters coming through the front door. Clara's desk was the first one in front of the door, while his was nearly against the wall as the desks curved in a sort of spiral behind the partition. It was artistic, and he'd planned it like that. So when people came into the rescue, her smile was the first thing they saw, instead of him so early in the morning. There was an empty space beside her where Seth usually sat, but with him not being there, the space was holding Clara's jacket. He fussed with a pile of pamphlets, making sure they were neatly stacked and presentable for when the rescue opened in less than 10 minutes. Of course, people couldn't get to them while they were on his desk, but if they ran out of the pamphlets placed around the lobby, he'd be ready to fill them again.
Yeah, I know how it is, he replied, moving on from the pamphlets to a basket full of brightly colored stickers they liked to have available for the kids. Rescues can be tough.
Clara turned away from her computer to face him.
Are you sure he's right for us? He just doesn't seem all that happy, like maybe we're not the ones for him. I don't want to keep him from finding his perfect home if it's not with us. Maybe if we just fostered him for a bit instead of outright adoption, he'd be better.
Marius leaned on the counter. He was tall and had the broad shoulders that were common for his kind, which usually didn't bother him except that the counter was narrow and he had to watch out for things he might risk knocking over. Clara's last coffee mug was the most recent casualty he could remember. It had taken a nasty tumble and died that way.
Yes, I'm sure you're right for him. How long have we been doing this?
3 years,
she answered automatically, reaching for her nearly empty cup of coffee. He nodded.
And we've placed how many pets in that time? Hundreds?
She took a sip, keeping her gaze on his over the rim of her pink mug.
347?
The rabbits today will take us up to 49, and you've got a home visit this afternoon for the gray cat in the back that should bring us up to 50. Smiling, he reached over the countertop and picked up the pot of coffee to refill her mug.
You're great with numbers. A real savant. You know that, right?
She blushed prettily, nodded to give her thanks as he filled her mug, and took another sip.
But your point?
With all those animals we've placed, I'm always right,
he reminded her. He wasn't gloating, but he was proud of what he'd been able to do for the animals and for the people he was able to help by bringing them both together. Clara put her mug aside and turned back to her computer.
Yeah, yeah, damn werewolf. We're lucky to have you. If every rescue had a sexy wolf leading their efforts, they might actually have a better adoption rate.
He laughed, then turned to walk the short distance to the wide glass door that marked the entrance to their little rescue. The parking lot was empty, but he knew it would fill up soon. It always did. People came to see the animals, to get a glass of Clara's sweet tea, and more often than not, to gawk at the werewolf.